Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Stephen Shapiro. I live in Greensboro, North Carolina.
How are things in Greensboro?
Well, I haven't been there a little while, but I understand from friends that it's hot and beautiful.
Really, where are you now?
I'm in Massachusetts, finishing up my sabbatical.
So you're a teacher then?
Yes.
And how did you decide to spend your sabbatical?
Well, I'm working on developing courses and some programming.
You didn't just goof off?
I did that too.
Okay, I'm glad you did. Well, welcome to the show, Stephen. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Stephen's topic?
Something borrowed, something blue, something with an implanted microchip.
We are in the thick of wedding season, and while so many weddings are about tradition, the white dress, the garter, the drunk uncle getting a little too nutty in the dance floor during single ladies, weddings are constantly evolving. This week we read about an innovation in the ritual that makes us want to renew our vows. Our panelists will tell you three stories about new things at weddings. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail. First up, let's hear from P.J. O'Rourke.
Best shyster, mouthpiece of honor. Melissa Carlson, owner of Vow Events, one of the Southern California's largest wedding planning companies, says there's a new fashion in wedding ceremonies. The groom waits at the altar with his lawyer while the bride is escorted down the aisle by her lawyer. Partly this is the result of complicated modern families, says Carlson. Sometimes a bride will have two or three stepfathers and no real father in the picture. Also, just the one traditional best man and one maid of honor excludes too many people in this 3,000 BFFs on my Facebook page era. But, says Carlson, the real reason is prenups. These contract negotiations, it's so complicated that the bride and groom end up being closer to their lawyers than anyone else. Ralph Mercer, a Los Angeles attorney specializing in marriage law, confirms the trend. Several of the partners in his firm have given away the bride. Well, says Mercer, not given away. We're lawyers. It's a $200 hourly billing rate, reception included.
Lawyers, part of the wedding party at certain weddings. Your next story of the newest thing in nuptials comes from Julia Sweeney.
Today's bride has so much to manage on her big day, her hair and makeup, the vows, the catering, the guest list. And in all that hubbub and excitement, inevitably something gets neglected, like, for example, her bladder. But not anymore, according to Marie Claire magazine. I guess before they say I do, some brides are saying depends. You see, brides have begun wearing more and more elaborate dresses, some taking 20 minutes to take on and off. What is the bride with a need to go to do? Bridal diapers, of course. Adult diapers with an addition of lace and satin are becoming a new trend. Sure, it's uncomfortable and bulky, but they don't have to worry about missing 1 minute of the most important day of their lives. Plus, what better way to bond with aging new in-laws than over undergarments and their absorbency rates?
The bridal diaper, latest part of the trousseau. Your last story of wedding innovations comes from Paula Poundstone.
No one ever forgets a lemon wedding, claims the slogan of Lemon Weddings, the best-kept secret in the dynamic wedding industry, and it may be true. Fairy tale weddings aren't memorable, says founder Kevin Hodgson. Anyway, something always goes wrong. But the truth is, that's the part people remember. Lemon Weddings produces a disaster, which is the dramatic turning point for a romantic theatrical wedding. In one Lemon Weddings wedding, the bride's bun unraveled, and after an uncomfortable moment of trying to keep the baby's breath and locks atop her head, the groom took her hand, turned to the crowd, asked for a brush, and brushed her hair down while stating his vows. In one scenario, a pipe breaks, and the bride raced up a catwalk to repair it, and the groom burst into what appeared to be an improvised version of If You Were a Plumber and I Was a Man. In one of the most popular lemon wedding scenarios, the groom subtly activates a loud whoopee cushion. And just after a brief awkward moment, the bride sings, "You are the wind beneath my wings."
All right. One of these is something you can add to your upcoming nuptials. Is it from PGR O'Rourke, the new tradition in some places of having lawyers accompany the bride and groom to give them away at $200 an hour? From Julia Sweeney, bridal diapers, just so that the bride has one less thing to worry about on her big day. Or from Paula Poundstone, prearranged scripted disasters, just to make it that much more romantic and wonderful when everything turns out. Which of these is the real story of an innovation in modern weddings?
Oh, my goodness.
This is a tough one.
Yes, it is. Oh, dear. I hate the thought of the lawyers being part of all these weddings. The third one sounds more fun.
Disasters.
But people tend to be more serious. Well, I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C. Paula's story of the disasters.
Yes.
Being prearranged so that people can recover from them, and it'll be exciting. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to a journalist in the field who covered this story.
I would say I'm surprised that someone came up with bridal diapers, but to be honest, I'm surprised. Crazy stuff.
Oh, dear.
Your mistake was you thought about brides when you should have been thinking about us and what we would want to bring to you. That was Courtney Dunlop. She's the contributing beauty editor to Marie Claire magazine. They broke the story about bridal diapers, as you have no doubt figured out to your horror.
Yes.
It was Julia's story that was true, so you did not win her prize, but you did earn a point for Paula for her very charming and, I think, workable idea.
Yeah.
Of scripted disasters yes. at weddings. So thank you so much for that, and thanks for playing.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.